You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
It's 22 minutes to 8. You're on the Big Breakfast with Luke, Cam and Rach.
So big.
The biggest.
Big and juicy.
Frothing.
I used to have an
frothing. That's like Ariana Grande cappuccino latte.
One of my old managers used to call me thick and juicy. It made me very uncomfortable.
What are your managers?
But yeah, if it's thick with two C's, then it's okay.
No, he said it because he was like, he was trying to be like, you're the Roxy Andrews of the workplace.
Ooh.
And then he used to just walk around being like, thick and juicy.
Right. And also because you shouldn't be there.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's fair, I did quit, so.
Well, let's move past this. Let's move on to something much more interesting. We have a special guest in studio at the moment. They are part of a show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Sweet Potatoes. It's Donna Collins.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome.
Hi.
Woo! Woo. All the applause?
Woo. I didn't know how to get that sound.
Come on, there we go. Well, there it is.
Okay, it's in the background.
There we go.
Yep, we got
happy
it.
Happy now? You're satisfied?
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
bright and early on a Monday morning, which is...
I wouldn't call this bright. Looking out,
no,
there's less than bright right
dull.
Now.
It is definitely early, though, so you definitely nailed that part of it.
50%, that's a pass mark.
Excellent.
Yay, we all pass.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. So back to the comedy, because we're not the funny ones.
Apparently.
That's your job.
Do you feel pressure when you come to stuff like this to, like, be the funny one? Like, do you find as a comedian people, like, be funny, like, say something hilarious, and you're just like, what?
Yes. Especially when, yeah.
When we put you on the spot.
Right now.
Yeah. You're like, hey, say something funny. Okay, so I did actually get to see you when you were part of a group of, there was like 10 or something female performers doing a show called Mouthy not that long ago, and I was amused by you. You've got quite like a dry
so many compliments coming this way.
I love it. Tasty.
Yeah. My favourite thing is the fact that you're a twin, and I tried to retell this joke to people, but... Obviously, A, I didn't write the joke. B, I'm not a comedian.
With Rachel's amazing comedic timing.
And then she was like,
that's pretty much how the joke went down. So for those out there who did not get to hear your twin joke, are you going to be saying this joke as part of this show?
No.
Okay, can you say it for us now,
please? Is it the first? I've got two twin jokes because they're twins. don't.
That was great. It was about the different types of twins and how you're on a tier. That's,
the twin hierarchy.
Yes.
Yes, at the very top are conjoined twins because no one thinks they're joking.
Cam's dying already.
And it's identical twins, show-offs, also murderers, other side. Non-identical same-gender twins, flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Non-identical...
Pointing to self.
Yes. Non-identical different gender twins, sad twins.
Oh.
Not as close as other twins.
Yep.
Because unless they look like Phil and Lil from the Rugrats, people are going to think they're dating.
Yes.
That's messed up.
That is weird.
That's fair. I travelled with my sister, and we're not twins. We're 10 years apart, but we look very similar. You've met her, Luke. We look like we are twins. Mm-hmm. And when we were in Mexico, people kept thinking it was our honeymoon.
But did you get free stuff because of that?
Well, she didn't get harassed by men because they thought I was her husband, so that helped. But apart from that, not really.
Is that kind of like, because in couples, sometimes they do kind of look... Sometimes over time they kind of look the same, maybe.
Well, that's a big thing in the gay community, especially that we get called out for dating our...
We cop that a lot in the bear community because we're all kind of big and hairy. So we actually get the offer, you guys like brothers or something? Like that happens all the time.
In different gender twins, it's like, you two must be dating. But if it's two guys, it's like, best friends?
Yeah.
What is this? I don't understand.
I think Rowan and I, like, we're just because we're tall, we get that all the time. it's like, oh, brothers. I'm like, we don't look alike at all.
But there was a time.
You and your sister.
Yeah.
Married.
Married.
Yeah. There was a time there when you both had like the long hair going and you had like the same style and you'd both walk into a room wearing like the similar clothing as well. And it was quite tricky. Like, you came to my birthday, my mum didn't know who you were. And she was like, who are those two tall, long haired men? Like, it was like very confusing.
We're from an agency of some sort.
Just came in off the street.
Wow.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
8:13 here on Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam. And it's a funny kind of show this morning because the comedy festival kicks off tomorrow.
Yes, and we have Donna Collins from the Sweet Potatoes. The show is called The Sweet Potatoes. It's not where she's from.
No.
Joining us here in the studio right now. I just want to read out a review that said, you have been described as an agile cat in comedic form. She deftly jumps from one idea to somewhere totally unexpected, keeping the audience in stitches. How do you feel about that review?
I was like, excellent, good review. Secondly, what? Does agile cat and I don't understand that. And then the third thing is just, oh, it's because I don't have segues. I just go from topic to topic and they're like, oh, that's such a sweet way of putting it.
It's a scattershot.
She doesn't think enough about the joint. But she's a
like
a
an cat. Agile cat.
Terrible at comedy. No. What? Cats would be terrible at comedy.
Just nervous all the time.
Yeah.
They're just peeing on beds, as we discovered this morning.
Yeah.
And halfway through a joke, they just run out of the room.
Just a loud noise. Just
someone moves their watch slightly and they can't stop staring at it on the wall anymore.
That happens to me as well.
That is so
like
close.
Most
yeah.
comedians, yeah.
It's true. If there is something on stage, I tend to want to touch it. Like if it's something new, like, oh, there's a stool on stage, I'm just going to touch that during the set. And people go, no, don't do that.
Don't touch the stool. That's a good life tip. Donna, Sweet Potatoes, tell us about this show that's happening for the next couple of weeks at the Comedy Festival.
It's going to be festival. So good. Come along. Just got to start with that. It's me, Elise Phillips and Gumsy Keurig. And it's going to be a little bit... Elise Phillips does sketch comedy. So we're going to have sketches and then in between that, Gumsy and I are going to do stand-up and it's going to be very good and very strange and please come along.
Nice. A little bit of a breakup.
Yeah. Like, I like that though.
Yeah.
Because people have short attention spans. Sometimes, you know, I imagine the idea of doing stand-up freaks me out, right? The idea of standing up on a stage for like an hour by myself just talking at a crowd, that's scary. Did you find that scary at all when you started or still?
Yeah, still, absolutely. I'm not even close to the hour point yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's definitely calmed down since I first started. But when I was first starting, it was like, oh, it's like nervous sweats and just, oh, geez, I have to do this. But I love it, so I will, but I hate it. So oh, no.
The adrenaline.
But yeah.
We have gotten a message through. They said cats would have a dry sense of humour with deadpan delivery. Would you describe that as...
To
be fair, so far every joke that you've delivered during the breaks and while on has been dry, deadpan, and I'm living for
it. And you keep licking yourself, which is really
I was going to say cat-like. I pissed in someone's bed, but either way.
Looking for the safer option.
Which is surprising. So Sweet Potato, so a bit of sketches, a bit of stand-up mixed in there. It sounds like a good mix of a show.
So the venue is called Crowded in the Vaults at the Pilgrim Bar. This looks like, so on a map, it pretty much says that you're in the river.
Is it
a pop-up event?
No, the Pilgrim Bar's there all the time. It's just like a long, it's kind of like you're at Fed Square and then you go downstairs and there's like restaurants all the way down there.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of a break and then you're in the river. Don't go in the river.
Okay.
I can't stress this enough.
So if you go in the river, you've gone too far.
You've gone too far.
And you'll be
if
wet.
If you're very, very wet, you've gone too far. If you're a little bit wet, you're in the right place.
And that's your LGBTI content for a Monday morning.
The best.
That's amazing.
So Donna Collins, part of Sweet Potatoes, happening as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So it's running from tomorrow night, every night, through to the 7th. So that's a big couple of weeks you got planned.
Yeah.
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 Are you ready?
Oh. Yeah. Obviously.
That was very convincing. We're excited to see the show.
Yeah. It's tomorrow, of course. What? Who wouldn't be ready for a show that's happening tomorrow?
In all fairness, Tuesday and Wednesday have pink dots, which means it's a preview, so yeah. That gives you permission to screw up.
That's exactly right.
We're like, please be gentle for the first few nights. We're trying.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Donna, for joining us. If you want to catch their show, it's called Sweet Potatoes. Head to the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au. Just type in Sweet Potatoes and you'll find their sweet potato-y faces. Buy a ticket.
Thank you.
Do it.
Is that a compliment?
I think so. Well, sweet potato is delicious.
Well, if you look at their faces in the promo picture, they do look like really sweet little potatoes.
I mean, I'd roast them for a dinner. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Why not?
Did you just say you would roast someone live on air?
I did not mean like,
oh, no.
It's all over. Donna, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy the Comedy Festival.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.